Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe of the day is for dehydrated lemon in the air fryer. This can be done using any air fryer that has a dehydrate setting. So when we originally made these, we had the power air fryer oven. And it was brilliant for having them sliced up on the shelves in the air fryer oven. And it kind of reminded me of a dehydrator, the setup of it. But then, fast forward, and we've moved back to England. And we did them again to do you a YouTube video. And when we did this, we didn't have the air fryer oven anymore. So instead, we used the Ninja Foodi because it's got a dehydrate setting on it. And it's got some shelving, so you can actually stack your lemon slices on the shelving and do quite a good quantity of lemon. But it all depends what air fryer brand you've got and whether or not you've got a dehydrate on it, because it's a great way to use the air fryer. So what you need is I hate even talking about them because I find them quite scary. And that's a mandolin. I'm talking those lethal slicers that it's so easy for it to slice off your fingers that I refuse to use, but my husband does. So find someone that's less scared of them to slice for you. We've all got a fear of them, but quite a lot of them now do come with a protective glove that you can put on your hand that you can't get sliced through, basically. I think I need one of those, but I haven't actually got one. But we've had this one for a while and he's not had an accident in all the time that we've had it. It's just that fear and squeamishness that goes with it. And the reason why I use a mandolin is because it can do the perfect thin slice of lemon. So you can also use something else that does lemon to the same thickness. And then we use 3 lemons and then slice the lemons into medium slices and discard the ends as you go. Then place into the air fryer oven on the top shelf, or you can use all shelves or use all shelves of a dehydrator. And then air fry for 3 hours and 30 minutes at 55 Celsius, which is 130 Fahrenheit. And then allow to cool before transferring into storage containers for later. And there you have it. You've got dehydrated lemon. And it's just brilliant. And if you want to know what to do with it, it's brilliant for summer cocktails. It's brilliant for preserving lemon for later. And the same goes with other citrus fruits as well. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them. And we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.